Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Right now, we are putting a huge amount of trust in you.
Yeah. If you can't be trusted, get nicked.
Nick off.
Nick off, mate. Not welcome here if you can't be trusted.
This is a high-stakes game we're playing.
So lean in. Get your ears nice and close to that radio.
People at the station don't even know what we're trying to do for this thing, okay? So only me, Liam, and you know.
Welcome to the inner circle. This is something we've been brewing up behind the scenes for a long time.
Snitches get stitches, so don't get this into your friend circle. Don't pass it on from beyond here.
Don't be talking to mum or dad, your friends, your cousin, whatever. Girlfriend, boyfriend, don't want to hear about it. Just you. We want to see how many people we can sneak in to an unspecified event happening at the end of this month.
Operation Winterfell.
It's got something to do with Australian music, and we don't want to say too much.
Now, don't think when we say Winterfell, this is a Game of Thrones thing. It's not. There's a loose little tie there with the name.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun.
And all will be explained at some point.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Game of Thrones.
No.
So this event is red carpet.
It's big.
We're not really used to that stuff, so we'd like to take a few of you along with us.
Yeah.
And it's a secure event as well. We can also say that. We're talking big rigs. We're talking tailored suits, earpieces as far as the eye can see.
We barely got tickets for this thing ourselves. So to get in, to get a ticket for this is borderline impossible.
Yeah. Unless you blend in. Unless you're one of those special people in the world that don't even need a ticket. If your face is the ticket. If you look like an Australian musician. If someone's pointed it out in the past. If you know you do. If you look like Vera Blue, Dave Luapepe, Amy Shark. Hell, you might look like Paul Kelly.
The Peking Duck Boys.
Illy, Tash Sultana. Dean Lewis, Alex Leahy, the list goes on. If you look like any Australian musician, we need to hear from you now. 0439 757 555 is where you can text us. You can also call 1300 055 36.
A big part of this is we can't say what the event is, otherwise it will 100% give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But think red carpet.
Jillian from Brookvale, good morning to you.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, doing good. And who do you think you look like?
I look like Vera Blue.
Oh, strong.
Ooh, yeah, good
so
one.
So you've got the long red hair?
I do. We've got the same skin tone. We both got blue eyes. Both have freckles. We're probably the same height.
How about the face? How are you looking in the face?
Pretty similar. We've both got a similar face shape, like circle, but still like quite long. I think I'm
yeah,
away with
good.
It.
Did you ever get mistaken for Vera Blue on the street?
I have been told that, not by people in the street, but people that I know, like from work and things like that, tell me that I look like her.
Yeah, right, Jillian, so that's good.
That's really good. The thing is, right now, we can't give anyone the green light that they're in the team, okay? We have to see them first to be able to do the comparisons, but hang on the line and we will get a photo from you, and from that, you'll get your green light. Okay?
David, good morning to you, man.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Not too bad, and who are you looking like?
Apparently, I look like Tommy from the DMAs.
Cool, and even your voice kind of reminds me of Tommy from the DMAs at the moment. Do you wear little corduroy caps occasionally?
Oh yeah, I had one on the other week.
Yeah,
yeah, everyone's saying, "Oh, look, it's Tommy."
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we also will need a photo to verify, Dave. But you do sound pretty keen. We are looking for Australian musician lookalikes. If you've got any friends, anyone in your family, you yourself specifically, please get in contact 0439 757 555 on the text line or send us a photo on the Ben and Liam Facebook page. Just send us an inbox there, just like Aaron from Penrith has done. Aaron, I've got to say, man, you're one of my favourite lookalikes so far.
Hey, how are we, boys?
Doing good, man. Can you reveal who you look like?
So I get put through the rinser quite a bit because everyone reckons I look like Kevin Parker.
Mate,
I've seen the photo. It is bang on.
I thought you just sent in a photo of Kevin Parker until I saw that it was around some Australian youngins. Looked like a formal photo there, maybe. Maybe a girlfriend by your side.
Yeah, fiance and I had a wedding the other week.
Are you going for the Kevin Parker look? Or are you in a band and you just kind of vibing on him? What's going on?
Yeah, no, just have long hair and a bit of growth. So I just get told I look like him a lot.
I mean, surely you know, though. Surely you're going, look like him. I'm going to keep this haircut. I'm going to keep the same amount of stubble. I mean, if you really wanted to mix things up, you could go a goatee and then it would ruin the look.
Yeah, just throw in a T-shirt and a scarf and really throw people off.
Aaron, we're not giving anyone the green light just yet because we want to see all the applicants first. But I'll tell you what, Aaron, you're a red-hot contender, okay?
Oh, sounds good, boys.
All right, awesome.
Keep that calendar free for the end of this month because you could be rocking up on a red carpet, a non-specific red carpet.
This is good.